Bibles to Ephesians chapter 5. And if you would turn in your songbooks to number 452. Number 452. Last week in the lesson that I presented, we looked and explored the question of whether or not under Christ we should use mechanical instruments of music in our musical worship to God. And we drew the conclusion at that time that while it was commanded under the Old Testament, we see no authority for it in the New Testament. We have no example. And in fact, if there is an instrument that is described as being used in worship to Christ under the New Testament, it is described here. Read with me in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18 and 19. Read, "And do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing," notice this, "and making melody in your heart to the Lord." If there is a sense in which we are to play an instrument, the instrument is described here as the heart. When we sing songs of praise to God, we are thinking about the words that are said. We are making melody, not with some mechanical object, but rather we are playing the heart strings. We are playing the strings of our heart, so to speak, as we commune with God. You know, each of us may have different levels of ability when it comes to music. And as we think about the worship that we offer to our God, it is not restricted by whether one can sing well or another cannot. We are talking about that which is acceptable to God when we offer up the best that we have. And so as we in this service today offer up our song worship, may we each do so, singing and making melody in our heart to God. Let's read, sing together number 452. "There's within my heart a melody, Jesus whispers sweet and low. Hear not, I am with thee, peace be still. In all of life's ebb and flow, Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know, fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. Soon he's coming back to welcome me, far beyond the starry sky. I shall wing my flight to worlds unknown, I shall live with him on high. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know, fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go."
In the little songbook, if you will, take it and turn to song number 115. "Healing in His Wings." Malachi 4 and 2, it says, "For you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in His wings." We'll sing the first and last verses.
In the big book, number 101, My Savior as Thou Wilt. Number 101. We'll sing the first and last verses of this song. Domiso, my Savior as Thou Wilt. done. Number 73 in the supplements. High above the seraphim. Number 73. High above the seraphim sounds an everlasting hymn. Voices echo through the hall and shake the temple wall. Living creatures bless the King. 24 elders sing, worthy He who overcame the Word of God, His name. Night to night I come to Him, kneel before His diadem, while a thousand thousands sing, I fall before the King. Soon will He be changing me, open immortality, swallowed up in victory, and evermore to be.
Sing all three verses of 420, O Thou Fount of Every Blessing. After this, the Lord's Supper will be offered. O Thou Fount of Every Blessing, to my heart to sing Thy praise, streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me ever to adore Thee, may I still Thy goodness prove, while the hope of endless glory fills my heart with joy and love. Here I raise my Ebenezer, hither by Thy help I've come, and I hope by Thy good pleasure safely to arrive at home. Jesus sought me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God. He to rescue me from danger interposed His precious blood. Oh, to grace how great a debtor daily I'm constrained to be. Let Thy goodness like a fetter bind my wandering heart to Thee. Never let me wander from Thee, never leave the God I love. Here's my heart, oh, take and seal it, seal it for Thy courts above.
Are there those here who wish to partake of the Lord's Supper, if you would, raise your hand? Raise it as we walk by, if you would, please. Father in heaven, again we assemble around this table, thankful for Thy Son Jesus and His willingness to come down the cross for our sins. May we partake in the manner pleasing to Thee, remembering that sacrifice for all eternity. These things we pray in His name.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for Jesus. We thank you for his great love and coming to this earth and being so selfless and willing to die on the cross for our sins, even though the way we have lived our lives is not deserving of it. We pray that we'll always keep that sacrifice in mind. Thank you for his blood, which washes away our sins. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please raise your hands again.
If you'd like to take a moment and mark in your books number 325. 325 is going to be the song after the invitation. We got a little ways to get there, but I won't be here anymore. And then before the offering is offered, let's sing number 174. 174, Christ Arose. We'll sing all three verses of this song. And as we sing it, the verse part, I've always kind of sung it, well, it's always been sung low and slow, which kind of gives a feel of somber. But really, when you read the words, it's not somber words. It's excitement. Jesus arose, that great sacrifice. And so as we sing it, I still want to sing it quietly. I still want to sing it slow. But let's have more like it's a secret that we're keeping. Give it some energy. Maybe you already do that, but I haven't in the past, and I want to try it. So that's what's going to be in my head. Let's sing all three verses. Oh, me so low in the grave he lay, Jesus, my Savior. From the grave he arose.
with the mighty triumph o'er his foes. He arose a victor from the dark domain, and he lived forever with the saints to reign. He arose, he arose, hallelujah, Christ arose. Plainly they watch his death, Jesus, my Savior. Plainly they seal the dead, Jesus, my Lord. Up from the grave he arose, with a mighty triumph o'er his foes. He arose a victor from the dark domain, and he lived forever with his saints to reign. He arose, he arose, hallelujah, Christ arose. Death cannot keep his prey, Jesus, my Savior. From the grave he arose, with a mighty triumph o'er his foes. He arose a victor from the dark domain, and he lived forever with his saints to reign. He arose, he arose, hallelujah, Christ
arose. Are there any of the members here that wish to lay by in the store? Would you raise your hand?
Number 6969. Let us sing.
What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. Oh, because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Heavy laden, cumbered with a load of care. Precious Savior, still our refuge, take it to the Lord in prayer.
friends despise, forsake they. Take it to the Lord in prayer. In his arms he'll take.
Number 419, number 419. Let us sing.
Amid the trials which I meet, amid the thorns which pierce my feet, one thought remains supremely sweet. Thou thinkest, Lord, of me.
Supplement sanctuary. Let's see.
Oh Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving. I'll be a living sanctuary. The fighting starts uniting, all as one. Let's get together, loving forever, sanctuary for you. You were the one, Lord, who sent the Savior.
Song will be number 29 in the supplement. Number 29.
Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is.
my strength when I am weak. You are the treasure that I seek. You are my all in all. When I fall down, your precious jewel, Lord, to give up I'd be a fool. You are my all in all. Taking my sin, my cross, my shame, rising again, I bless your name. You are my all in all. When I fall down, you pick me up. When I am dry, you fill my cup. You are my all in all. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name.
Supplement number eight.
Consider the mornings of this mortal land, each a new beginning from the Maker's hand. While the storms may gather against the evening sky, the day breaks cloudless in the morning. How long till we see the morning? How long till we see your face, O my Lord? Guide us through our troubles till we rise above them in the trumpet sounds to signal heaven's day, resurrection morning when the dead shall wake. What a glorious gathering when the Lord descends and we rise to meet him in the morning. How long till we see the face, O my Lord? Guide us through our troubles till we rise above them in the morning.
From the big book, number 22. Number 22.
Draw from the springs of salvation, give thanks to his great and holy name. Make known his deeds among the people, make known his exalted way. Praise the Lord and shout for joy, for the Holy One is in. Praise the Lord and shout for joy, for he is in our midst. Call on his name with thanksgiving. Yes, joyously praise his name in song. Through love he authored our salvation. Through love he did give his son.
Please open your Bibles to Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2. Thank you, Trevor, for organizing this singing today, and thank you for all the men that have led our hearts and minds in praise and worship to our God. We mentioned at the beginning of this hour that our obligation is to sing and to make melody in our heart to the Lord. I believe that we've done that, and I hope that you feel the same way, that you have praised God, you have acknowledged who He is, you've thought about what Jesus has done for us. And I'd like for us, as we end our time together, to just think about one passage of Scripture, and then we'll offer an opportunity for any who have yet to obey the gospel, to put their faith in Jesus as the Son of God, to do so. In Philippians chapter 2, the Apostle Paul is talking about the mindset and the attitude that ought to be true of Christians. And as he does so, he appeals to the ultimate example of how we ought to live our lives, and that is the example of Jesus Christ. And I'd like you to notice in this passage in Philippians chapter 2, beginning in verse 5, what he says about Jesus that echoes what we've been trying to do this morning as we have offered praise to God. Because if we recognize who Jesus is, we will want to praise Him. And if we don't want to praise Him, we don't fully recognize who He is. Philippians 2, verse 5, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Therefore God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." If I am reading this passage correctly as it describes the grandeur of who Jesus Christ is, I think we can acknowledge there will be a time when every knee shall bow. There will be a time when every tongue will confess Jesus Christ. The challenge for you and I is to decide, are we going to do that now? Or are we going to, in stubborn rebellion against the authority of God, wait until in judgment we stand before Him, and then and only then recognize what we've missed and recognize that we should have given Him praise and honor and glory all along? I hope that you won't do that. I hope that you won't wait and delay. This very day, would you not put your faith in Jesus as the Son of God? Confess that faith before men. Repent and turn away from sin that will separate you from God and do so eternally if you don't access the blood of Jesus Christ that is available to those who will be baptized into Christ for the remission of sins. In so doing, you clothe yourself in the blood of Christ. That sacrifice is offered on your behalf that your sin might be forgiven and you might stand justified before God. You acknowledge and recognize what a great God and Savior we have in Jesus Christ. If you are a Christian, we've sung praises to God. We've sung praises to our Lord Christ this morning. I hope that in your life you are acknowledging that. And in every deed that you do, and every action of every day, every thought of every day, you're acknowledging His Lordship. But if not, if there's some degree to which you've stumbled, you've turned away from the faith, you've not respected His authority by obeying His Word, you know, a privilege that we have as brothers and sisters in Christ is that we can go to God in prayer on behalf of one another. We can strengthen and encourage one another. While, yes, sin is shameful, for us to acknowledge that we have sinned and to ask for prayers for one another is a privilege. And it's not something that we should shy away from. It's something we should take advantage of. If we can help you, won't you come while we stand and sing?
I am resolved no longer to linger, charmed by the world's delight. Things that are higher, things that are
at the Lord my side, I will
Hasten so glad and free. My sin and strife. He is the true one, he is the just one, he hath the words of life. I will hasten to him, hasten so glad and free. Paths of sin. Friends may oppose me, foes may beset me, still will I enter in. I will hasten to him, hasten so glad and free.
Thank you, Kyle, for those words, and thank you for all the men that led singing this morning. I appreciate your help. I would like to sing a closing song. If you would take a supplement and turn to number 28, we'll sing the first verse only, the For You Have Promised. Did the elders have any other announcements before we sing the song and I led in prayer? Okay. Now let's sing the first verse only, and then we'll have our closing prayer.
Oh, Father, draw me close to you. Calm now my spirit, peace renew. And yes, I know you hear, for you are near, for you have promised, and I believe. Then I will pray forever. I'll give you thanks and magnify your loving favor. And I will tell of your salvation, for all your promises are true and I believe.
Please pray with me. Our Lord God and Father in heaven, we thank you for giving us this beautiful day to come together and worship you. Lord, we thank you that you have blessed us to live in such a country where we have the freedoms to worship you without fear of repercussion or persecution, Lord. Lord, those of our number who are not here, we pray that you bring them back at the next appointed time. Those with health issues, we pray that you lay your hand on them and heal them, Lord. Lord, those of us who are traveling this week, please be with them, keep them safe. Lord, we pray that we walk away from this service wholer, more edified, and better than we were before, Lord. It is in your Son's most holy and blessed name we pray. Amen. Amen.